accounts and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at realcountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Back here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, 76 laps to go. And for the moment, the top performing Hendrick Motor Speedway car is William Byron. He is riding in fourth. Pat Patterson, just getting your thoughts on the kind of race that Byron is having today as he's right in front of you over in four now.
Well, you know, William always seems to get the best out of his race car every week. And right now, I think he's doing as good a job as he can, you know, in terms of just hanging out there with those front four or five cars. And Nick, I tell you, I never bet against this guy because he always seems to find a way to get a good finish.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I think if Christopher Bell would have overslept and not showed up at the racetrack, we might be talking about William Byron as a threat to win this race. But he's still having one of those efficient days that you need to have if you want to win a championship. Oh, we got problems off of turn two. It is Ty Gibbs who has spun, didn't hit the outside wall. He'll slide to the inside. He'll keep it off of the inside wall as well. So no damage to that Monster Energy Toyota, but the yellow is out here in turn two at Las Vegas.
And that's our fifth yellow of the day. Single car spin involving Ty Gibbs. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. Coverage of NASCAR being brought to you by Napa Auto Parts, Madison Street, downtown Durand.
And that may be good news for Kyle Larson. With that yellow, it looked like he was the first car one lap down. Could get the lucky dog and come back into contention. We need to hear from some of our great sponsors, and we'll come right back here to Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Last year's Retro Food City 500 was a huge success. 54 lead changes, a new record. And for 2025, we are back to the sweet spring weather of April. It's racing the way it ought to be at Bristol, baby. And now it's a triple header weekend with trucks, Xfinity, and cup races. It's the Food City 500 NASCAR weekend at Bristol Motor Speedway, April 11 through 13, 2025. Visit BristolMotorSpeedway.com for tickets and details.
At times like this, there are no strangers. Communities extend a hand to those in need. Neighbors reach out to neighbors. Families draw closer together. That's who we are. We're your community, your neighbors, your family. We're the American Red Cross. Visit us today at www.redcross.org. Help us so we can help when we're needed.
Back here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, the field under the yellow flag for just the fifth time today. It was a single car spin involving Ty Gibbs. We owe our stations a local timeout, but we're going to wait and see what happens on pit road here as the cars come by. And it looks like we are going to get very busy as C. Bell will lead a slow motion parade down the pit lane. Let's go to Wendy Venturini.
Martin Truex Jr., I know, is going to take more tires, but very little adjustments for him. As for Joey Logano, he needs to be a little bit freer to fire off in that dirty air. It's four tires for Joey Logano and four tires for Martin Truex Jr., Brad Gilley.
Chris Buescher comes in from the third spot, says he's very happy with his car. No adjustments from Scott Graves, the crew chief. Alex Bowman is in as well. He says he's really having trouble getting to the bottom in turn number three. They'll give him an air pressure adjustment. Four tires in Sunoco. Very fast pit stop for Alex Bowman. Brett McMillan.
A little bit tight. That's what Christopher Bell said. He got his first wiggle. They gave him an air pressure adjustment. 8.9 second stop for him. Also, William Byron said he was a little bit tight, but it was manageable. Four tires of fuel topped it off with Sunoco.
Christopher Bell first off the pit lane. Martin Truex Jr. second. Up one. William Byron up one. Alex Bowman minus two. Chris Buescher falling to fifth. Up one to sixth. Justin Haley again. All these cars went four tires. Kyle Busch up five spots to seventh. Joey Logano eighth. Ninth, Ross Chastain. And up 11 spots after just a two-tire change, Michael McDowell. 71 laps to go when they come back to the line here in stage three of the South Point 400. From Las Vegas Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products. Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products and the answers that work.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Pit Road will be closed next time by, and indeed, Kyle Larson was the lucky dog. I know that phraseology is sort of falling out of style, but I kind of like it.
Yeah. You know, it's a little more catchy than
if you want.
Pass.
If you're going to be a dog, you do need to be lucky.
Yes.
So for Kyle Larson, he worked his way into the right position. He gets back onto the lead lap. He was the free pass car last time. Back down to Brad Gilley.
Give you an update on fuel right now. Remember, Daniel Suarez went to the end of stage two, going 72 laps on a tank of Sunoco fuel. We are right around that edge when we go back to green flag racing here in this event. Blake Harris was just asked by his driver, Alex Bowman, can we make it on fuel or are we going to have to split it? Blake Harris told Bowman, we think some people can make it to the end, but I don't think the tires are going to agree. It could be pretty interesting to see who tries to go the distance.
Thanks a lot, Brad.
NASCAR starter Brett Dalton has the one-to-go signal in the air.
Time now for our Bass Pro Shops leaderboard. Bass Pro Shops voted America's best outdoor retailer. Visit your local Bass Pro Shops store or shop online at BassPro.com. Your adventure starts here.
Christopher Bell, your leader. Martin Truex Jr. second. William Byron third. Then it's Alex Bowman fourth. Chris Buescher fifth. Sixth is Justin Haley. Kyle Busch seventh. Eighth, Joey Logano. Ross Chastain ninth. Michael McDowell in 10th.
And riding in the 11th spot, John Hunter Nemechek. Daniel Suarez 12th. Ryan Preece will be 13th, 14th. Zane Smith, Bubba Wallace 15th. 16th, Corey LaJoy. 17th, Denny Hamlin. Daniel Hemric rides 18th, 19th to Cody Ware. Carson Hocevar is 20th.
Harrison Burton 21st, 22nd, Josh Berry. 23rd is Noah Gregson. Kyle Larson 24th. Last car on the lead lap, Chase Briscoe 25th. 26th is Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Shane Van Gisbergen in 27th. 28th is Eric Jones. 29th is Jimmy Johnson. Minus 1 in 30th, Ty Gibbs.
Minus 2 is Todd Gilliland in 31st. Ryan Blaney is 32nd. 33rd, Chase Elliott. Austin Cindric is out in 31st, as well as Brad Keselowski, 35th. 36th to Tyler Reddick. And Austin Dillon is out. He will finish last today. That's our Bass Pro Shops leaderboard.
So the Toyota Camry 2025 Toyota Camry XSE heads for pit road. Christopher Bell with Martin Truex Jr. beside him will lead the field into the Geico restart zone. Green flag is back out with 69 laps to go in the South Point 400. Christopher Bell gets a bump from William Byron. He'll have the lead in turn one.
Yeah, he's got the speed on his own to take the lead, but a push into turn one certainly helps. That push was from William Byron. Christopher Bell slides up, takes the race lead away from Martin Truex Jr. Truex will have to fend off Byron on the bottom.
Byron stays there on the bottom. Truex on the top. Right behind him, Alex Bowman. But it's Christopher Bell once again in control of the field off four.
The battle is for second. William Byron against Martin Truex Jr. Byron down on the low side. Truex to his outside. They stay side by side all the way down the front stretch.
Rudy Fugel said they've made that car a little bit better all day long. Now he's looking for second to get around Martin Truex Jr. Strong charge by William Byron. He'll throw the slider at take that second spot.
He's got the spot. Truex is right there behind him. Four car lengths back to Alex Bowman. Chris Buescher on the move. Gets around Justin Haley now on the bottom of the racetrack.
Buescher will try to chase down Alex Bowman. Bell will lead the field out of turn number four. Here's Logano now trying to drive inside of Daniel Suarez. That is a fight for nine.
Yeah, you guys mentioned Chris Buescher. He got taken all the way down below the apron. A big block thrown by Justin Haley, but Buescher takes that fifth spot. Leader still Christopher Bell off of turn two.
A little further back, Kyle Busch is still active and going after it this afternoon. He drops in behind Ross Chastain. He's in the top 10. Those cars get separated from each other now as they work off turn four.
Justin Haley is having a pretty good day out here in that number seven car. Right now he rides in the seventh position, and Ross Chastain is battling with him along with Kyle Busch.
Yeah, as you mentioned, good strong run for the driver from Winnemac, Indiana, but he's going to have try to fend off Ross Chastain, and I'm not sure he's going to have much luck doing it. Chastain rockets around Haley out of turn two.
Chastain gets the spot. Haley settles in behind him. Kyle Busch rides right behind Haley. Then that's where you'll find Joey Logano as they work their way through three and four.
So Ross Chastain on the comeback trail has worked his way back to sixth. Let's get an update on Justin Haley from O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter Brett McMillan.
Well, you guys heard Brad Kelly say that there are teams that they believe can go the rest of the way. Justin Haley's team is one of those. They believe that they can go the rest of the way without having to stop. Meanwhile, I asked Adam Stevens, Christopher Bell's crew chief, if they can make it the rest of the way. He said no, but he is telling Bell to save. Also, William Byron has been told to save as well. They're not sure they can make it, but they feel like they're pretty close to the edge.
Mark, I feel like that's one of the toughest things you can ask a race car driver to do is save fuel. It goes against their DNA to get out there and lightfoot it.
Especially when you've dominated all day and you have a chance to punch your ticket to the championship four. Christopher Bell wants to go wide open, all out, and now he may have to back off the gas. And Doug, he can only back off the gas so much because William Byron's right there and challenging him for the lead if he slows down too much.
Let's follow him around one more lap. Here comes Bell. Four-car length advantage over William Byron. It's 10 back to third place Truex.
Yeah, Byron's not letting Christopher Bell chase away. They're both running the middle of the racetrack that is now blanketed in shadows by the billboards here in turn number two. Still separated. Four-car lengths down the back track.
Everybody knows the leader uses a little bit more fuel than the guy who's chasing right now. Now William Byron wants to chase him just enough to make him use a lot of fuel off four.
When they come down to the stripe, 62 laps to go in this race. Bell comfortably now ahead of William Byron, and everybody kind of strung out single file.
We'll keep our eye on that battle up front and see how much Bell wants to slow down. Dropping by the booth to say hi to us, the Chief Executive Officer of Speedway Motorsports, Marcus Smith. Marcus, I've got to say, our view here at Vegas might be the most magnificent at any track on the circuit, looking out at the mountains and Nellis Air Force Base.
Absolutely, Doug. It is a phenomenal view here, high atop the start-finish line. It's really great to see it, and a great race today, too.
Been a great race for Christopher Bell. He has just owned this thing, but we've learned over time it is not over until we get to lap 267. So
that's right.
We don't proclaim any winners here. While you're up here, I want to publicly thank you for the opportunity to work for Speedway Motorsports for 36 years. I've truly enjoyed it, and I've been blessed beyond measure.
Well, we feel blessed too, Doug. I appreciate you so much. I love the way you do what you do, and appreciate being able to listen to you over the years and learn from you, and just love your spirit of competition and doing things the right way, and also always never thinking that you've earned it, you've made it. You've always approached life and your job as an underdog, which I always root for the underdog. So thank you, Doug. Appreciate the way you do it.
We have played that way, and the folks that surrounded us here, Laura Beth Barnhart, our director, Harold Hamrick down in the truck, Mark Garrow over here, and our entire team, we've always felt like we've had to box above our weight, and we've finally been able to do it.
Well, and I know, you know, even if you back up 10 years ago, 20 years ago, you never imagined this day would come. And it's just amazing how time ticks by.
It does.
But we are so blessed to be able to work with friends and to work in this sport and to have so many people listen in and watch with us. But, you know, for all of us that have worked in the sport for a long time, we've been able to have great friends.
Good battle for the lead. Tightening up there, Nick Yeoman.
Yep, they're separated by three car lengths. Christopher Bell starting to move up the racetrack. Trying to find a line that he can chase away from William Byron. It's not been easy for him, and he arcs it into turn three.
Looks like Bell's a little better down in three and four than he was down in one and two. We'll see if William Byron can make the same approach here off of four.
It looked like Alec Bowman was going to knock the wall down in front of you, Pat.
Yeah, he almost did, as a matter of fact. Bowman got a little squirrely there, but held on to it.
And now Bowman's going after Truex for third.
Yeah, Martin Truex Jr. threw a bit of a block at the entrance of turn number one, but Alex Bowman is too fast. He'll roar around the outside and streak by Truex to take that third spot.
Maybe not so fast. Well, Truex now will duck in behind him, but he's going to go to the bottom of the racetrack. Bowman's going to rim right up at the top. We'll see what they come off door-to-door off of four.
So as they work their way off of four, Alex Bowman will drive clear of that. And Marcus, you know, you said this the other night at Doug's party at the South Point. You guys have worked together for a long time. When you guys first knew each other, you were mowing grass? Is that
the
story? And working your way up the ladder.
I mean, when Doug started PRN, I watched him pull the radio card out of the closet, you know, in the office and make fast talk happen with Benny Parsons on the conference room table. Who knew? Who knew that we'd be here today? Mark and Doug, you guys are an amazing combo, and it's been part of all of our lives listening to NASCAR races on the radio with you guys calling the action.
And I would also like to publicly say your dad was such a great booster. You talk about Doug doing it on the table. He allowed Doug to build this great studio that they have now and all the cool stuff that PRN has. But he was always a big booster. And what I always liked about, he said, just tell the story. Never told us how to say it.
Oh, yeah.
Just said, just make sure what you say is right, but go ahead and tell the story.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I appreciate you guys and all the hard work you put in, the passion, and always with a spirit of doing it better and exceeding expectations.
Thanks a lot, Marcus. Means a great deal. Appreciate
everything.
Thank you. Marcus Smith, Chief Executive Officer, Speedway Motorsports, been a big supporter of the network here. And his dad would leave the races early sometimes, but wherever they got back to the hotel or wherever he was staying, he would stay in the car and listen to the last lap calls of PRN.
And nobody ever did a better gentleman start your engine.
Oh, he was the man.
Than old Bruton Smith.
All right, we're watching this race come down to the last few laps here. 53 laps to go, Pat. And we've got guys out there trying to save fuel to get to the end. This could get tense.
Yeah, it's so interesting to watch Christopher Bell. William Byron is not letting him get away. You know, Alex Bowman made a strong move here a few moments ago. Got around Martin Truex Jr. But Bell continues to hold a real pretty wheel this afternoon, Nick. Right now, though, he can't let off a second. William Byron is right there.
Yeah, it has to be so very frustrating when you've got as good a car as Christopher Bell has, and you find out, oh, this might be a fuel mileage race. He and Byron have been separated by about four car lengths for the last 10 laps.
Here's Christopher Bell midway through three and four. Byron's right there. Alex Bowman again riding up at the top side of the wall in third.
So we have reached 51 laps to go in the South Point 400. Want to document on the comeback trail? Kyle Larson has worked his way from two laps down to lead lap, now up to 15th, trying to track down John Hunter Nemechek and Harrison Burton to move up the ladder. Again, Christopher Bell, your leader, by 1 second over William Byron.
We are on a mission to get everyone high-quality health insurance and better health. We have plans with low out-of-pocket premiums. Go to ambetterhealth.com/learn more for your free, no-obligation quote. Ambetter Health, on a mission for better. Ambetter Health is the brand name used for products and services provided by one or more of the wholly owned subsidiaries of Centene Corporation who are qualified health plan issuers in the states indicated at ambetterhealth.com. Health benefits and health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. This is a solicitation for insurance. For more information, visit ambetterhealth.com and scroll to the bottom of the page for the appropriate state.
Fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Just 49 laps to go here in the South Point 400 at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. The top five look like this. Christopher Bell, William Byron, 2 seconds back to Alex Bowman. Then it's Martin Truex Jr. and Chris Buescher. From Las Vegas Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Back here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, 221 laps in. Joey Logano, one of the cars I've been covering, and in that round of eight, has dropped to the 12th position. He said it's worse everywhere, tighter and not comfortable for Joey Logano. He's lost a few positions. Also, they have a crew member swap here in the 22 pit stall just moments ago. Joe Dilley, the front tire changer, had a knee problem and a knee injury, and he just walked off with Dr. Bill Heisel from Ortho Carolina. Stepping into his place as the front tire changer will be Easton France from the number two of Austin Cindric. So a little bit of a crew swap change here at the end of the race.
Doug, we talked a little while ago about conserving gas. Nobody up front's doing that right now. Bell, Byron, Bowman, with Bowman the last couple of laps running the fastest lap. They are 1, 2, and 3 in that category.
Bowman has cut about a half-second advantage off the leader, Christopher Bell. He's making a charge. Now, he's not a championship contender, but he's driving like one. Time now for our Hunt Brothers Pizza leaderboard, brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza, where we love racing and we love pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com or download the Hunt Brothers Pizza app.
Alex Bowman just drove around his teammate William Byron, so now he is number two to Christopher Bell. Byron falling back to third. Martin Truex Jr. fourth. Chris Buescher is fifth. Sixth, Ross Chastain. Seventh, Daniel Suarez. Kyle Busch is eighth. Ninth, Bubba Wallace. Harrison Burton is 10th.
Joey Logano is 11th. 12th, Justin Haley. Ryan Preece, 13th. John Hunter Nemechek, 14th. 15th to Denny Hamlin. Kyle Larson, 16th. Zane Smith, 17th. 18th, Daniel Hemric, and 19th is going to be Josh Berry. Rounding out the top 20, Carson Hocevar.
Noah Gregson is 21st. 22nd is Corey LaJoy. 23rd, Michael McDowell. Last car on the lead lap, Cody Ware in 24th. Minus one in 25th, Chase Briscoe. Then it's Eric Jones, 26th. Jimmy Johnson, 27th. 28th is Ricky Stenhouse Jr. 29th, Shane Van Gisbergen. Minus two in 30th, Ty Gibbs.
Minus three, Todd Gilliland in 31st. 32nd belongs to Ryan Blaney. He is six laps down. Chase Elliott, 33rd, minus 26. The rest of the cars out of the race. Austin Cindric, Brad Keselowski, Tyler Reddick, and Austin Dillon. And that is your Hunt Brothers Pizza leaderboard with just 41 circuits left to go. And the complexion has changed just a little bit with Alex Bowman turning up the heat. And we're playing a little bit of fuel mileage strategy. We've got Chris Buescher coming onto the pit lane here. He'll be in front of Brad Gill.
And this is a strategy call by crew chief Scott Graves. They've been a top five here late in the running in Las Vegas Motor Speedway. It is going to be a routine four-tire pit stop. Not the fastest, but they get the job done. Chris Buescher down and away. He will not be in any kind of fuel-safe mode. Wendy Venturini.
Martin Truex Jr. is in for four tires. He said he has been a little bit too tight. They're going to make a slight air pressure adjustment for Martin Truex Jr. Brad Gilley.
Larson, you guys documented, made it back onto the lead lap. He's been running in the teens. Cliff Daniels hoping to improve that with a nice four-tire change. They've got sticker tires. He'll get a clean windshield. Crew's about to go around to the left side of the car, hoping to execute a permanent pit stop here for Kyle Larson. All four tires are on, topped off with Sunoco fuel. Brett McMillan.
Justin Haley is going to be coming down pit road. Came on a couple laps to go and said his front tires are absolutely gone. He's coming around the bend. Crew waiting on him. We'll let you know when he gets here. Right now, William Byron's crew on the wall. He may be coming in the next couple laps as the lead has gotten away from him. Now here comes Haley, now driving that number 7 Spire Motorsports car. It'll be in next year. He comes to a stop in his pit stall. The tear-off has gone off the front. They gave him a chassis adjustment on the right side. Around to the left side now as they're finishing up this stop. It's a 9.4 second stop, Brad Kelly.
Here comes Alex Bowman, gives up the third spot to get back on the pit road here. Blake Harris is going to give them a 4-tire stop. This crew had one of the fastest the last time they were down pit road. Already on the left side, they're going to drop the jack. Alex Bowman down and away. Brett McMillan.
Christopher Bell is going to be coming down pit road. His crew is already on the wall. He knew he wasn't going to be able to make it the rest of the way, so they're going to split this in half. They're waiting for him to come. He said the car's been really good at this point in time. Packer the way it's been handling. His crew can see him now as he comes around the bend. He pulls into his pit. It's going to be a routine 4-tire change for him. Maybe a slight air pressure adjustment. And they're around to the left side. Good stop again. This crew's been knocking it out all day long. And they do once again a 10.1 second stop. Wendy Venturini.
On this end of pit road, it was Ross Chastain in for 4 tires and fuel. No adjustments for him. Kyle Busch has been steady here at Las Vegas. He was sliding a little bit on that last run, but had moved up into the top 10 solidly in the top 7. It was 4 tires and fuel for Kyle Busch. Brad Gilley.
Bubba Wallace recovered from an earlier hiccup with a loose wheel earlier in the race. That team is running in the top 10. He's going to get a 4-tire change. Sunoco race fuel. Brett McMillan.
William Byron's in. 4-tire change for him. He just needed fresh rubber. That's it. 10.5 second stop as he heads back out.
Picking up the cars out on the racetrack that will eventually be battling for the lead, Nick Yeoman. It's Christopher Bell. He is out there, but Alex Bowman is dogging him.
Yeah, Bell is just on his second lap, so still trying to get some heat into those tires. As for Bowman, he's got him up to temperature, putting the pressure on into turn three.
And down into turn three, they will ride Bowman about 3 car lengths up. Away from him now as they come off of turn number 4.
Also, some giddy up and go for Martin Truex Jr. He charges by Daniel Suarez. He would now be running third when everything cycles through as they work their way back to 1.
Yeah, the gap is 4 car lengths for Christopher Bell, planted right in the middle of the racetrack. It's where he's been all day. Alex Bowman's going to move down to the bottom of the racetrack. Trying to carve off of turn number 2. It's still 4 car lengths.
Bowman trying to work his way up to the bumper of the 20. He'll stay about 8 car lengths back right now. Call it 6 car lengths. Those cars racing at the bottom of the racetrack, 3 and 4.
And we need to make sure to tell you, these cars are not the leaders at the moment. But when all of our pit stops cycle through, they will inherit the lead, Wendy Venturini.
Yeah, Joey Logano currently in the second position. They just came over the radio and told Joey Logano, run hard. Do not take time and lose any time. Keep the pressure on the 99 of Suarez. Joey Logano probably will not hit pit road for at least 20 laps, and he can keep that pressure on.
So right now it's Daniel Suarez, Joey Logano, Denny Hamlin, John Hunter Nemechek, Corey LaJoy, Noah Gregson, Michael McDowell, Cody Ware. They're the top 8 before you get back to Christopher Bell, who has pitted, and we'll have to see if any of those guys will try to squeeze every last ounce drop of Sunoco and try to finish this thing without pitting.
I feel like that's always the story when we come out here, Mark, that there's a group out there that they're not sure, but they've lost contact with the pack. But they stay out, and like you said, if they can milk every ounce of Sunoco fuel, maybe they have a shot of pulling out an upset. But right now, I think you've got to go back and look at Christopher Bell, who is in 9th, and 10th, who is Alex Bowman, making the assumption, dangerous to assume, that everybody else has to come to pit road.
And Doug, those guys will fight each other like it would be the victory run for them. Again, Bowman, Truex, Byron, They're going to fight for that position that Bell is holding on to right now. And William Byron just drove easily underneath Martin Truex Jr. to get by him. And Buescher's not too far back. Then you have Chastain. But again, Suarez with a big, big lead over that group. He has a 24-second lead over Christopher Bell. And we have 30 laps to go.
And you heard Wendy Venturini a moment ago. So they told Joey Logano, don't let up. Try to keep the heat on Daniel Suarez. But right now, Pat Patterson Suarez is in three. Logano's 25 car lengths back.
Yeah, there's not going to be heat thrown by the 22 unless he's really going to make up a lot of ground here as they race off turn number four. Logano's way back behind Suarez.
30 laps to go here in the last stage, Mark, and a little bit of internal drama building.
Well, Suarez can give up, what, about three-quarters of a second a lap and barely be there to beat Bell at the end? We'll have to see if he's going to try to back off that far. And would that be enough to give him the kind of mileage he needs with the Sunoco fuel in his tank to finish this thing?
We'll see how all of this plays out here right now. Daniel Suarez leading this race in the Tootsie's light pink machine, or actually is violet.
That, is that shark
orchid?
Food?
Yeah, it's orchid.
Yeah,
it is
orchid.
It is the orchid,
orchid
lounge.
Lounge.
Thanks. I have trouble with the color chart. So, but Suarez having a nice race. That we have two different races going on. We have all of these drivers, the front eight right now, that are playing a fuel game to try to see if they can somehow or another sneak to the end, or at least buy some good track position if there's a caution.
Christopher Bell ain't playing right now. He is out there just banging out some very quick laps. So is Ross Chastain. That group, Bell, Bowman, Byron, Truex, Buescher, Chastain, they are all running the fastest laps right now, trying to chase down this group that's maybe trying to go the whole way.
If they try that with 27 laps to go, Bell's going to catch half of them. He's that much faster. He'll run down, and he'll whittle that pack of eight down to three or four before we even get close to the end here. As we have 27 laps to go, race leader Daniel Suarez comes back around to the start-finish line. You got to wait a while before second place Joey Logano slips by, and then it's third place Denny Hamlin. So we've got a dichotomy of different strategies playing out here at the tail end of the South Point 400, 241 laps down, and 26 to go.
Hear that? The sound of adorable little birds in your garden. And if you were here, you'd taste the too sweet but tiny tomatoes you grew all by yourself. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens when you're riding your motorcycle, protected by Progressive, on your way to the store for a pack of normal-sized tomatoes. So if you ride, switch to Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, without getting your hands dirty. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
Napa! Did you know that one in four vehicles on the road will need a new battery this year? Don't wait till it's too late to do something about it. Test your battery regularly. And if you need a replacement, NAPA has you covered with a full range of long-lasting, high-performance batteries for every make and model on the road. So don't wait until your car won't start or you're stranded on the side of the road. Test your battery today or find the replacement you need at NAPA locations nationwide. Because it's our mission to keep you moving.
NAPA! We've got 24 laps to go in the South Point 400 at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, and you're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Compere Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compere Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges, and our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compere.com. Compere Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
We've now reached the Toyota commercial-free Race to the Checkered Flag, brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. Daniel Suarez is our leader. Joey Logano is in second. Denny Hamlin third. John Hunter Nemechek fourth. Corey LaJoy fifth. They have not pitted. Christopher Bell has, and he is thundering back through the pack, followed by Alex Bowman. They are currently now 6 and 7. As we go down to O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter Wendy Venturini.
All right, moments ago I reported Joey Logano said he could go hard. The team gave him permission to go hard for at least 20 laps. They were last down on pit road at lap 195. We know the pit window was around 64. This is a 267 lap race. That math ain't mathin', but it's awfully close. Can Joey Logano and Team Penske push the window far enough? Another guy that's also trying to push that fuel window right behind him, Joe Gibbs Racing driver Denny Hamlin. He also was on pit road at lap 195, and their goal is to stay out. They are prepared if they need to come in at a moment's notice, but they are trying to go the rest of the way, Brad Gilley.
During stage number two, Matt Swiderski had Daniel Suarez stay out for 72 laps on a tank of Sunoco fuel and a set of tires. But during that stage, he was telling him, we're not going to win this stage. We can hope that we're going to finish around 7th because Suarez was saving fuel. Well, he's not kind of in the same fuel-saving strategy that they were at stage number 2. He's going to have to go a little bit harder. They are mindful of Joey Logano chasing them down and just what they're going to do to manage this race. But they do not plan on coming back down pit road before this race is over. Brett McMillan.
Adam Stevens has told Christopher Bell that the guys in front of you are trying to stretch it. He said, but we do not have time to mess around. We need to go. If we do, we should be able to get to them by 3 or 4 to go.
That's a lot of ground to make up. Bell right now is 13 seconds behind Daniel Suarez and about 7 seconds behind John Hunter Nemechek, but he has fought his way all the way up to the fifth spot.
And he's got a lot of clear racetrack up ahead right now, so he can make hay while the sun shines. Suarez has 2.5 seconds on Logano, 6.2 over Hamlin, 8 seconds over Nemechek, and now here is Bell getting by LaJoy, who is falling back. So move Christopher Bell up to fifth. That's the good news. The bad news, Doug, he needs to still make up 12.7 seconds, and there's 16 laps to go.
Mark, I can't help but think about Joey Logano out there. Remember Nashville? 5 overtimes, and Joey Logano was the guy that we kept saying, he's going to run out, he's going to run out. They never ran out. He had enough fuel to do a burnout when it was all over.
And again, the fortunes, how they have turned a week ago. You missed the playoff. He goes home. He gets a phone call. No, you're not out. You're in. Alex Bowman, Doug, gets the opposite phone call, throws his phone in the pool, and Bowman's had a great day. He's running in 6th, and he has to be riding around going, I wonder what if that didn't happen to me, I'd be in great shape.
Well, the laps are ticking down. There are just 15 to go. And for John Hunter Nemechek, Denny Hamlin, who has struggled all day long, is out there in 3rd. Logano in 2nd. Daniel Suarez leading this. Mark, the die is cast. They have to just try and go for it.
Yeah, right now, again, if you're Logano Hamlin, you have certainly put yourself in the spot. You have to go for it at this point. And as we look out on the racetrack, Logano, again, as he crosses the stripe, we look at the timing, 2.2 behind Suarez.
Cut off a 10th.
Yeah. And Hamlin, but Bell is coming, and he's coming in a hurry, Nick Yeoman.
Yeah, this is where you tell your driver, I need qualifying laps. The only problem is there are other cars on the racetrack. Christopher Bell, middle of the racetrack, has 4 lap cars ahead of him as he roars off of turn 2.
Now we watch Bell work his way down the backstretch as we watch Suarez all the way back at the start-finish line. It's still a long way back to Joey Logano.
Christopher Bell's back there in some dirty air. There's a pack of 4 cars in front of him, and they're all lap cars. Ross Chastain, John Hunter Nemechek, Josh Berry in that group. He's got a picket line to get through, Nick.
Yeah, he's going to go to the top side to try to get around John Hunter Nemechek. Check that. That's Eric Jones. Nemechek is right ahead. That is for position, Pat, as they race off of turn number 2.
Now down the back stretch, the Nellis straightaway. They go here, working their way down here into turn number 3. Christopher Bell has really been using the top side of the racetrack for all the grip he can get right now off 4.
as he comes down to the line. 12 laps to go in this race. Christopher Bell has now cut the gap to the leader, Daniel Suarez. It is telling us 8.4 seconds, Nick Yeoman.
Yeah, and I look, when Christopher Bell was at the start-finish line, Daniel Suarez was nearly at my feet exiting turn number two. Bell now off of turn number two, trying to run down the driver from Mexico.
Doing everything he can with what he's got to work with, trying to close this gap. Meanwhile, of course, Suarez hoping that he doesn't run out of any kind of fuel.
Last lap around, Christopher Bell got around John Hunter Nemechek. That moved him up another position. It'll be 10 laps to go next time by. Bell still got to work through some lap traffic, but he's cutting that deficit, Nick.
Boy, and you guys kicked off the PRN season with a three-wide finish that Daniel Suarez won. Now he's trying to end the PRN year with an economy run. Christopher Bell dealing with lap traffic, though, pat into turn three.
He'll have to get his down to the bottom of the racetrack is where Christopher Bell will go this time. Chase Briscoe moves up the racetrack to get out of his way, but he's still got some lap traffic to work with.
Half dozen laps to go directly in front of him. It's Josh Berry, Carson Hocevar, and Denny Hamlin. Christopher Bell will have to work around, but he's cut it down to 7 seconds.
He'll go to the inside of Josh Berry. Berry stays to the outside as Bell tries to carve his way through turn number two. Now he's going to run up on Denny Hamlin. That's for the third spot. They'll go three wide down the back straightaway.
And here comes Bell. He'll make that move. He gets around the 11, stays at the bottom of the racetrack as he stands back up on the gas and starts working his way to the front stretch.
Christopher Bell can work that bottom here. We have just 9 laps to go. Let's go down to Wendy Venturini.
Well, we know Ryan Blaney has had an awful points day, but he could help his teammate Joey Logano. He is directly behind the 22 on the racetrack, and there has been communication on the radio about fuel strategy and Ryan Blaney directly behind, who's running in the 32nd position, that he can help Joey Logano on the racetrack to gain some momentum and chase down the 99 of Daniel Suarez.
And he's doing just that, Nick Yeoman. He's tucked up under Joey Logano, trying to push him closer to Suarez.
Yeah, those Penske cars are maybe bump drafted a little bit, and it's helping Joey Logano. He has the gap down the dart, Daniel Suarez, to 6 car lengths pat at the back stretch.
The problem for Suarez is not gas, it's oil in the shape of Pennzoil coming at him right now. He's only about 4 car lengths out in front of Joey Logano.
7 laps left in Las Vegas. Logano trying to track down Daniel Suarez. Christopher Bell on the hammer trying to catch those two. They're in turn one.
Daniel Suarez in that light pink car into turn number one. Joey Logano running the bottom. He's got it down to 4 car lengths as they rock it out of turn number two. Christopher Bell runs in turn one.
Once again, Ryan Blaney jumps right in behind Logano. We'll try to help him as aerodynamically as he can. Logano goes to the bottom of the racetrack. It's 5 car lengths from first to second off turn four.
Blaney got out of the groove that time, drifted way up the racetrack, now drops back in behind Logano, quickly down to Brett McMillan.
Well, they told Christopher Bell he needs to pick up 1 second a lap. Bell came on and said, is there a chance they'll run out of fuel? They said, there's a chance, but it's not a good one. Brad Gilley, Daniel Suarez was just told to go hard. He has been given the green light to run the rest of this race as hard as he can. Whether they can make it or not, we're going to find out just a few laps from now.
Suarez goes high up on the racetrack. Here comes Logano on the bottom. Logano trying to take the lead away. They're door-to-door off of 4.
This with 5 laps to go. They thunder down the front stretch at Las Vegas. Logano by a half car length on the inside. Here's Suarez fighting back on the top.
They are glued together in turn number 1. 1 car, lap car, and Jimmy Johnson goes high, stays out of their way. But Joey Logano rockets to the inside and takes the race lead out of 2.
Logano now has it. Can he hold on to it? He drives it into turn number 3. Suarez will be back by about a car length and a half. 2 car links now. Logano has got the lead off 4.
Joey Logano, who got the NASCAR reprieve last week at Charlotte, got put into the playoffs. Looks like he has a shot now to qualify for the championship 4. He's pulling away from Suarez.
Playing with house money now that he's in the playoffs. Buries that car down to the bottom of the racetrack. And you're right, Doug Rice. He's opened it up. Call it 7 car lengths over Daniel Suarez out of 2.
Bell is still there, but he's a long way back from that yellow number 22. Logano into turn 3. Bottom of the racetrack. Here comes Joey Logano again off turn 4.
As Logano works his way to the start-finish line, 3 laps to go. Christopher Bell can see him now. Suarez in the second spot. Let's see how far Bell is back at the line. He's going to be 2.3 seconds back again with 3 to go.
Yeah, Bell's Toyota is fast and significantly faster than the front 2, but he is running out of laps. Logano, Suarez, Bell. Adam Turner with two down the back straightaway.
No way for Bell to pick this up unless something happens in front of Logano. Logano holding on tight, up in three and four. Here's the driver, number 22, once again off four.
Joey Logano, who was masterful at Nashville, massaging the last ounce of gas out of his car, has two laps here to go at Las Vegas to take the South Point 400.
Three times in Joey Logano's career, he has gone to victory lane here at Las Vegas, but no doubt this could be the big one. Out of turn number two, he's still got a 10 car length lead over Suarez.
Everybody watching that number 22 Ford. Will it stumble at all? Will it have enough fuel to make it around one more lap? Here comes Logano once again off of turn number four.
This time when he comes down to the start finish line, he'll take the white flag. One lap left in the South Point 400. Logano heading for turn number one.
He's got his teammate Ryan Blaney right behind. Meanwhile, Daniel Suarez sees the inside fill up with Christopher Bell. Bell takes the second spot. He's pedaling, trying to catch Logano on the final lap.
Christopher Bell, does he have a chance? Logano halfway down the backstretch here at Vegas. Into turn number three and four. Bell is coming hard. Take him home, Doug Rice.
Bell is charging hard, but he's got the buffer of Ryan Blaney between him and race leader Joey Logano. For the fourth time in his career, Joey Logano will win at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, and he locks up a spot in the Championship Four coming up in Phoenix. Joey Logano, whose chances were none last week about this time, 2 hours after the race, they said, well, Bowman's disqualified. Welcome to the playoffs. He makes it work.
Unbelievable. Joey Logano gets the win. The first driver to qualify for the Championship Four. What can you say about Christopher Bell? He comes up 6/10 of 1 second short. Bell was the runner-up today. Suarez, he milked every ounce of fuel out of that car to finish third. William Byron fourth. Then you're going to have Alex Bowman fifth. The rest of our top ten, Martin Truex Jr., Ross Chastain, Denny Hamlin hangs on to finish eighth. Ninth, John Hunter Nemechek, and Chris Buescher was 10th. And Kyle Larson comes back to finish 11th.
That's a big rally for him. Kyle Larson looked like he was probably going to finish somewhere down in the mid-20s, and he comes on to be 11th. We'll get into the points ramifications, but right now the only one that means anything is the driver of that number 22 Penske machine. He knows he can take the next 2 weeks off. It's easy street for him at Homestead, Miami, and Martinsville.
Doug, we talked about him getting a reprieve from the governor. Well, he just had his sentence commuted.
Yeah, he's been fully pardoned now.
He's a free man.
Yeah, he certainly is. Joey Logano doing a burnout here at the front stretch of Las Vegas Motor Speedway. We'll take a break, come back, and talk with the top finishers.
Xfinity here. How can we help?
Hi. My daughter invited her entire class to her birthday party. Can my Wi-Fi handle it?
Oh, well, at Xfinity, our latest gateways have tri-band Wi-Fi technology, letting you connect hundreds of devices at once.
So if all the kids are watching stuff on their phones, well, their parents are sharing videos online.
Yep, they can all do their thing and party their way.
Oh, we are going to need a bigger cake.
Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. Go to Xfinity.com to learn more. Restrictions apply.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do. Trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with Geico, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This Geico sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your Geico team will always be there to keep you updated.
No!
What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
Joey Logano pops out of his Pennzoil Ford down there, and he is reacted to with a lot of applause here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, a place where he's done a lot of winning. Let's talk with some of the top finishers. Brett McMillan.
Hi, Ryan Blaney out of his car, talking to his crew. It was a long day for Ryan Blaney. Got caught up in some mess that wasn't of his own making. And we're going to go ahead and step in here and see if we can get a word with Ryan Blaney as he's kind of debriefing just a little bit and looking at his car. Man, it was just absolutely one of those days, but the crew kept pounding away at it. You guys got to finish and still alive in this thing.
Yeah, still alive. Definitely not the best of days, just a rough weekend overall. And I don't know what to do about it, to be honest with you. Running over something and having a hole in it in practice and just getting clipped by the six there. I just didn't. I thought I could get around him and didn't know if he'd come up the racetrack. And then by the time he was kind of on the track, it was too late and got clipped and bent everything all to hell. So just a rough weekend. But we still got 2 more weeks, so definitely not out of it.
Appreciate the time. That's Ryan Blaney. You can hear it discouraged, but as we said, still alive, Brad Gilley.
Daniel Suarez hoping to do everything he could fuel mileage-wise. You did have a fast race car as well, Daniel. Just after a third-place finish coming so close, what are you thinking right now?
A little heart-wrecking. I think the car, I think we could have won it. We just needed the bottom, and a couple of cars right there, they stuck in the bottom, and I was very dirty air. The 22 was a little faster than us right there at the end, but I felt like if I was having the bottom, I don't think he was going to be able to pass me, but you never know. The car was good, but in the very long run, it was falling off. So we're all very proud of my team because they won the lottery today, you know, with the Striety. The car was fast. It was a top 10 car, but you know, top three is also the Striety. So I'm very proud of my team.
All right, third place finish for Daniel Suarez, Brett McMillan.
Alex Bowman, a difficult week, comes home with a good finish, fifth place finish today. I think it speaks something about the character of this team, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we've had a lot of difficulties over the years. So if anybody can handle this this last 7 days, I think it's definitely Blake and I. And, yeah, just proud of our team. Obviously, run before the last run, we were really fast and just kind of got too free there the last run. So, bummer about that, but proud of our Ally 48 team for coming out of here with a solid top five.
That's Alex Bowman, as you talked about. Fifth place finish for them today.
William Byron comes home fourth. William, with this run here today, you are plus 27 above the cut line. I know it's not the trophy you want to be holding in your hand, but do you feel outside of that you guys did everything you could?
Yeah, we really improved a lot as the day progressed, and that was a lot to be said about our team and just ability to get the balance close, and we had speed once we got the balance close. So just started the race a little bit off, but really, really happy with how we came on, and thought we were going to have a shot to compete for a win there in the third stage, and then it turned into fuel mileage. So just sucks, you know. It's going to take a win, I feel like, so we got to keep working forward and keep running up front. If we run up front, it'll do both two things. It'll compete for a win and score a lot of points. So just got to keep running like this.
27 points above the cut line after a fourth place finish. That's William Byron. Brett McMillan
here with Christopher Bell. And you know, sometimes the best car doesn't win these races, and I think that was the case today. You clearly had the best car out there, and circumstances didn't play out in your favor, unfortunately. But looking at the big picture, you still added a bunch of points. You're still in pretty good shape as far as the championship goes, but I know you're very discouraged and not being the guy making the trip to victory lane, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, our ticket was right in front of us and got bit by the yellow, so I don't know what else to say.
You can hear the discouragement from Christopher Bell as it was, as again, he had the best car today but didn't make the trip to victory lane. Brad Gilley.
All right, thanks a lot there. Let's go back over to Brad Gilley.
Kyle Larson out of his car right now. He is 33 points above the cut line. Kind of an up-and-down day. You got back on the lead lap, obviously. Maybe not another caution that you would have needed, but how do you evaluate this day and at least where you are leaving here, Kyle?
Yeah, messy day. None of the first races have been clean at all for us, but this was a long, hard-fought P11. So, yeah, just had a lot of unfortunate things kind of happen with the debris, I guess, that got stuck in our nose, and then was able to overcome that. I thought we were going to be fine. I thought we'd finish the second stage in third or fourth, and then we had the complete mess of a pit stop and just had to fight from there. So, yeah, I got most out of the rest of the day than I thought we would. So proud of everybody for having a clean rest of the race.
All right, there's Kyle Larson. He had a fast race car, a couple of hiccups along the way, but he's in a great spot when it comes to the point standings, guys.
All right, thanks a lot there, Brad Gilley. It takes a while to get the winning car here at Vegas back over into the Neon Garage where the victory lane is, so we'll wait it out. By the way, he already did a great burnout that was brought to you by Sunoco, from fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up the pump. Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do. Let's go to Progressive Victory Lane with Wendy Venturini.
Joey Logano climbs out of his car. It is Pennzoil confetti flying all over. Joey Logano and the 22 team celebrating. Joey, I looked in your eyes as you climbed out of the car at Charlotte. It was pure dejection just 7 days ago.
Oh my gosh.
Man, how the story has changed for you.
Oh, my gosh.
it's just an incredible turn of events, like you said, from coming from what was at the end of the last weekend and what it was like Sunday night after a couple hours after the race and into this Sunday. This sport's just incredible. I mean, things change, but what a team I got. This took to sit out there and put in a start-finish line. It takes a total effort. Obviously, the car had to be pretty good. It was solid. But when you think about what it takes to win a fuel mileage race, you got to have a good engine. You got to have good engineers calculating stuff. You got to have good communication, communicating with the, what they see, and being able to make sure that I only give up the right amount of spots on the racetrack and trying to get the 99 in front, keeping the 20 behind. Coleman, Paul, Joe Shaggy, Nick Hensley are gassing me and making sure it's full. I mean, it takes everybody to do it. So we're in the championship four again. I'm so so proud of this team. We just find a way, and that's what I'm most proud of. You know, I said it as we entered this thing this week that we may be the underdogs, but I don't think so anymore.
What a roll of emotions, punching that ticket to the final race for that championship. How are you going to celebrate with your team here in Vegas?
No clue. We're a bunch of old guys. We're probably going home.
Is the family at home?
Yeah, they're all at home, so we'll have to a couple weeks to have some fun, but the focus tomorrow morning is going to be on Phoenix.
All right, that is Joey Logano, the winner here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, punching his ticket to that championship race.
Great job in victory lane there, Wendy Venturini. And Wendy, before you get off headset, just want to tell you what a pleasure it's been to work with you over the years. You and I did a lot of work back at the NASCAR Hot Pass on DirecTV, and you've been a big part of PRN's sound and persona over the last decade and a half, and I think the world of you, and you're just excellent at what you do.
Oh, thank you, Doug. Don't cry, Wendy, don't cry. I really appreciate all this, all the years we've had together, Doug. It's just truly an honor to have worked with you. I was scared to death that very first race, as we've talked about, when I was assigned with you, but you did nothing but cheer all of us on into success, and it's because of your leadership. So thank you so much, Doug.
All right, Wendy, thanks a lot. Wendy Venturini there, heading out of Progressive Victory Lane, and a Progressive Keys to Progress program provides vehicles to deserving veterans, helping our heroes drive their lives forward. Learn more at keystoprogress.com. Xfinity Reliable Moment. Mark Guerra, I'm going to go with the one that happened, and you called it. Great job. When Joey Logano got around Daniel Suarez, that's as reliable as you get because he went on to win the race.
72 laps.
How about that?
Yes, sir.
That's two this year. He won at Nashville with five overtimes when he was supposed to run out of gas in overtime two.
So if a race turns into a fuel mileage battle, you better be looking for Mr. Logano and Mr. Wolf.
And you better be looking for Team Penske. Those guys, just over the years, they have mastered saving gas and working the system.
So right now, Doug, here's a look at the playoffs heading for Homestead in Martinsville.
Before you get there, Mark, goes to the race winner, Joey Logano, for making the pass with the lap to go. Just like Joey Logano, Xfinity Mobile's got you covered with a reliable nationwide network. Learn more at Xfinity.com/mobile.
So here's a snapshot of our playoff. Again, as we work our way through round three, we have one race down, two to go at Homestead and Martinsville. Logano locks himself into Phoenix. Plus 42 above the cut line is Christopher Bell. Plus 35 is Kyle Larson. And plus 27 is William Byron. 27 points under the cut line is Denny Hamlin. 30 points below water is Tyler Reddick. 47 points for Ryan Blaney. And Chase Elliott is now ranked eighth, minus 53 points.
Chase Elliott with a rough day here today. They pulled off with about eight laps to go because they knew they couldn't fall any further at that point, and there was no reason to keep limping around the racetrack. Joey Logano wins it here. Christopher Bell is second. Daniel Suarez third. William Byron fourth. Alex Bowman fifth. Sixth to Martin Truex Jr. Seventh, Ross Chastain. Denny Hamlin somehow managed to get an eighth-place finish out of this. John Hunter Nemechek was ninth, and tenth to Chris Buescher. So four of the top 10 drivers in today's race were championship contenders.
And then another one, Kyle Larson in 11th, Bubba Wallace 12th, Kyle Busch winds up 13th, Corey LaJoie, solid day, 14th, 15th, Harrison Burton, Zane Smith 16th, Justin Haley 17th, 18th, Noah Gregson, Daniel Hemric 19th, 20th, Michael McDowell.
21st, Cody Ware, 22nd, Ryan Preece, 23rd, Carson Hocevar, Josh Berry 24th, 25th is going to be Eric Jones, Chase Briscoe go 26th, 27th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., two laps down. Seven-time champ Jimmy Johnson, 29th, Shane Van Gisbergen, still trying to figure out the ovals, and 30th was Ty Gibbs.
Todd Gilliland winds up 31st. Ryan Blaney, minus eight laps in 32nd. Chase Elliott, again, did not finish. He winds up 33rd. Austin Cindric, 34th. Tyler Reddick, again, part of a big crash here on the front stretch, wound up doing a nice, easy flip. His car knocked out early. He winds up with a 35th place finish. Brad Keselowski, 36th. Austin Dillon got hit from behind and knocked into a crash early on. He'll finish last in 37.
That's your full field rundown brought to you by RaceDayNFT.com. Are you a true racing fan? Do you like adding those little die-cast cars and race weekend hats to your collection? Then race on over to RaceDayNFT.com and sign up for a free to get the best in collectibles delivered right to your door. And that just about puts the wraps on the old South Point 400 here, Mark.
Yeah, wraps on more than that.
Yeah, it does.
Wow. I promised myself I wouldn't get emotional till the end of this thing, but man, oh man, boss, it's been a boss and buddy.
Yeah, it has been.
It has been a long ride, man, from the Oxford Plains and Pulaski's and South Boston's, the Lanier's to the Atlanta Motor Speedways and the Charlottes and the Sonomas, man. We had a lot of water under the bridge working together.
We're about to have a lot of water up here in the booth. Going back on that, Mark and I, along with several other people, some of them who aren't with us, like Steve Blevins and Steve Richards, did the old NASCAR Busch series at all the short tracks. And we'd ride around, six of us in a van, and go someplace and stay in the cheapest hotel we could find. But it was a lot of fun. And that's kind of where we honed our craft, Mark.
And, Doug, let's not forget some of the other side trips. The Have a Tampa Shootout, Dixie Speedway, the year they sent a corporate jet for you and I to fly down there to do the race and got a white stretch limo ride to the track.
We didn't deserve that.
I mean, two country boys. I'm from Vermont, Doug from North Carolina. We had a big laugh over that. And I tell you what, we've just done a lot of great races in a lot of different places. Dirt races, asphalt races, cup races, Busch series, Xfinity races. I mean, you name it, we've done it.